Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bonnie and Joa, and you are invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, the number 603-283-6160. Coming up, people are excited. The Porcupine Freedom Festival already selling tickets. People are already booking their sites. And ForkFest, the Free Talk Live crew, we've already booked our site for the Porcupine Freedom Festival and for ForkFest, which this year is taking place before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So rather than afterwards, come up early for June the 15th through June the 18th. That's the ForkFest of 2023, the 6th annual or 7th annual. I'm not exactly sure off the top of my head. 7th annual ForkFest. So come hang out with us June the 15th through June the 18th at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's going to be a great time. But until then, you can call us. Talk to us about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. Bonnie, you're brought in a story. Now, we knew this was inevitable, right? The whole contact. I don't even know where to even begin. Begin with why this story was so predictable. Contact tracing became a thing during COVID-19, and it was, we're just trying to track people to keep track of, you know, infectious diseases spreading and stuff like that. And then the geofencing location warrants came out where Google was providing a bunch of pseudo-anonymous data to law enforcement agents to pin down who might have been in this area when a crime was committed. We all knew. Anyone who was paying attention knew that it was just a matter of time before the location data on your phone was being used to prosecute you for crossing to another state in order to have an abortion.
Yeah, if a state made it illegal, which some have now.
And we knew it was coming. It was inevitable. And suddenly that has happened, except it's worse than that. The story that you have suggests that Facebook, the company who, I think it was Amazon and some others were like, hey, we're going to pay our employees to go to other states to get abortions or all of this other stuff. But at the same time, they're doing crap like this.
Yes.
It's like, guys, you're going to have to pick a side. I understand you don't want to fight the law on this one, but you're cooperating with them. Facebook is responsible for prosecuting this girl just as much as the government is.
Absolutely.
Yep. They can refuse, but I mean,
they could, and they could fight that in court, and they could lose. And, you know, sometimes you have to do the morally right thing and fight something out in court. I understand it's not convenient and it's not fun.
And they could win, too, though. Like, if it's clearly unconstitutional, like, I'm sorry, my company doesn't consent to giving away the location information of this person. I'm pretty sure that they could win that.
I don't know if they could or not. And I mean, it could be that, you know, Mark Zuckerberg would end up in prison for standing this ground. But dude, don't pretend like you're going to stand this ground and like you're this pro-abortion, pro-choice company. And then when push comes to shove, you immediately bow to the state. That's all I'm saying. If someone is going to stand up for something.
I don't know. I think we should separate the actual what was the reason for leaving the state and just look at Facebook as, you know, they're a snitch to cops. It doesn't matter if it was abortion or not.
Right.
That's what the point is. But they're, you know, but I mean, should Facebook have a motivation because it's an abortion issue?
Well, yes, absolutely. Because I don't know about Facebook in particular, right? I honestly don't know what Meta, the company, has said about. I imagine they're pro-choice, but that's just speculation on my part. But you do have companies like Amazon, and I really think Facebook was one of these who was like, we're going to pay our employees, we're going to pay your costs, your medical costs, for you to go to another state to get an abortion if you need it or whatever. So I think they're the ones who came out to be on the side of pro-choice.
Okay.
And then they turn around and give people's location data or whatever to the government.
Yeah, that's what the location data is the problem here. Not so much, you know, I don't know if they even knew it was about abortion or not. If they knew it was about abortion, then they're breaking, you know, maybe their principle there. But
That's a fair point. Yeah. I mean, Facebook shouldn't be required or expected. I mean, they shouldn't have this data in the first place, right, obviously.
I think whenever you download any app, and as soon as you open it, it asks you, would you like to share your location?
And with most apps, you can't even say no.
Well, then you don't open the app.
There are apps that...
Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't want a usable phone, certainly that's an approach.
No, well, there's some things that pop up nowadays where it says... you can either say accept or ask app not to track, which you don't get an option of no. You get ask app not to track or allow.
In which case, as he said, you know, your only options are to uninstall the app and not use it.
Sounds nice to me. Actually, I don't have any apps on my phone that track, unless it's like, you know, the maps and stuff like that. But that's only consenting to that. And I have all the Google location devicing turned off, so like they're not tracking me. Like you can go and look up. And if anyone's listening right now and you didn't know about this, go into your Google settings and look at your location history. You're gonna be like, oh my God, they were following me all over, everywhere I've ever been.
Oh, it's way worse than just location. I mean, it's got all of your Google searches going back for decades.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you looked up porn or whatever, Google made a note of that.
But you can delete all that, too. I don't know if it's actually permanently deleted, but...
You gotta know it's there, though. Most people don't even know it's there. But yeah.
No, they don't.
I don't remember why, but suddenly I started getting monthly reports from Google about, hey, these are all the places that you visited. I was like, oh no, we're putting a stop to this. It was alarming. They're like, you've traveled this many miles and went to this many cities.
It's weird.
I'm like, dude,
it's weird.
I don't want you to have this information.
That's really weird. I've never seen that.
Yo, I could show it to you when we get off air. You'd be blown away how creepy it is.
So what's going on with Facebook here, Bonnie?
This from Forbes says, Facebook gave Nebraska cops a teen's DMs. They use them.
Her direct messages, for those who don't know. Facebook gave the direct messages of this girl to the police.
Oof.
And they use them to prosecute her for having an abortion.
This is why she should be using Signal or Telegram, to be honest. I mean, Facebook should be willing to say no on these things, but we know they're not.
Yeah. So absolutely.
Use something that encrypts your messages end-to-end. Facebook is a point of failure. They're a weak link in the chain of security here, where the cops can go to them as a centralized organization to say, hey, we want this data.
They don't even have to ask. You know this? On Facebook, there are law enforcement backdoors, and all you have to do is show your credentials, and I don't suggest anyone do that.
We covered it a few weeks ago. You can submit fake credentials.
Yes.
There are hackers and scammers out there who were getting nudes off of underage girls and stuff like that by pretending to be law enforcement, subpoenaing Snapchat and Discord records.
Or they say they were pretending.
In Olu's book that I'm reading...
Well, the FBI is the largest distributor of child porn on the planet.
Uh-oh, we're going to get raided.
In Olu's book that I'm reading, Olu Axelman came out with a new book called Presumed Guilty.
Yeah.
He goes over, like, in a whole chapter how there have been many times that people just submit or send, like, an email to Google saying, we need these records. Mm-hmm. I'm from this police station, and they just hand them over. They don't check. They just send it right over.
It's amazing what one can do. I think we talked about an article here a number of months ago about this guy who made money by just creating invoices and then sending them to like Google and Facebook and stuff like that. And the invoice that they were being charged, these companies, for the dude's time that it took him to create and send the invoice. So there was a service rendered, the creation of the invoice. So it was totally legal for him to do this. Most companies, you would think, would just look at that invoice and go, what the hell? You're invoicing me $1,500 for creating an invoice? No, I'm putting this in the trash.
Wait, so did he get, like, sued or anything? Did he go to jail or anything?
I don't remember all of the specifics.
It sounds legit to me.
But we talked about it here on the show. I think we did it at any rate. I don't remember all of the specifics, but I do remember on the reason that I brought it in was because on a number of occasions, these companies, especially Google, they paid these invoices. Like, they would just cut the guy the $1,500 check because it wasn't worth it to them to look into it, right?
And it's probably just somebody whose job it is to pay the invoices. They're like, oh, okay, next invoice, because they probably get all kinds of different services rendered.
Yeah, they probably had no idea what the invoice was for or what the company it was to. They didn't look at it. They just thought, okay, we invoiced, all right, invoicingcompany.com sounds legit. Let's send them a check.
As long as he wasn't lying about the thing and it was just invoicing them for creating an invoice, he should not go to jail or anything for that. they should just hire, you know, they should fire the person that accepted those invoices and paid them.
I don't think there were any criminal charges or anything like that against the person, because it was totally legal.
It's just like going to a bank and writing a note that says, please, can I have all your money? And if they give you the money...
Yeah. It's like, dude, they gave it to you. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves. just talk about whatever is on your mind, whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria.
It's Bonnie.
Oh, Joe, sorry about that.
Oh,
I don't know how I managed to miss the middle button. That's amazing. I want to say thank you to Dennis W., who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Dennis is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value Free Talk Live, if you like us being on close to 200 radio stations now, and I think some more were added a few months ago. I don't remember now because it's been a while, and I don't track these things very closely. I would, but I'm not very good at my job. Other people are, though, and the AMPS program helps them do their jobs. AMPS.freetalklive.com. Help advertise, market, promote, and support the show. That's AMPS.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. And you get a number of cool little features, like there's an AMPLY Facebook group, and there's an AMPLY version of the podcast. But really, the reason you should join is because you like the show and you want to help show your support. So thank you so much, Dennis, who's a platinum-level amplifier, which means that Dennis is giving $25 per month to the AMPS program. It doesn't, all it takes is $5 per month, though. Dennis is going above and beyond, and thank you so much for that, Dennis.
Thank you.
But let's go to the phones. We have everyone's favorite caller, Sarah, on the line from New Mexico. Sarah,
my favorite.
Are you going to wish death upon innocent people again tonight?
Well, no, not really, but...
Well, that's good.
That,
have you changed your mind from what you said last night?
Well, no. I mean, there's going to be always problems in life, but the real criminals that murder people, if they're afraid, that will keep people from murdering people.
How's that work yet?
So the murder rate, we probably killed at the most maybe 20, 30 people.
Who's
we? Had executions.
Sarah, I haven't killed anyone.
No, but I mean...
You and Richard?
So now... But anyways,
are you the Zodiac killer?
No, but I want to know why am I a celebrity? Why am I everyone's favorite? I don't know. When did I become such a
you have
like,
fans? Honestly,
honestly, you're not on YouTube. You're not on the internet, so you don't see it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you do. You have fans on the YouTube and the Twitch chats in particular.
People who comment, they say that we are not nice to Sarah. We need to give Sarah a chance. And whenever you call, they go, "Yay, Sarah! Sarah's the best."
They look forward to your calls. They absolutely do. But Sarah, I just want to back up this whole conversation again to this murder thing that we're talking about, right? Because you said this last night, and I just want to make everyone abundantly clear. I want to make sure there's no confusion whatsoever. You acknowledge that that innocent people are wrongfully convicted occasionally, right?
Right, right.
And if you have a death penalty, then some people are going to be wrongfully put to death sometimes, right?
Right, and the argument is that a lot of the minorities, like the African Americans, kind of get executed more innocently, and that's a really, you know, it's a really bad thing. But
you're okay with this happening if it somehow can prevent someone else from. You're okay with these innocent people being killed as long as we also kill some actual murderers.
Right. That's
good.
A
good
God.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
That is the definition of a psychopath. Psychopaths don't care who gets hurt that doesn't deserve it as long as they get their way. And in Sarah's world, the type of person that deserves to die is like someone who speeds or smokes cigarettes in public.
I was going to say, the only time I really enjoy listening to Sarah is when I'm drag racing through the streets while smoking menthols.
To be fair to Sarah on this point, if I remember correctly, the only reason you say right to that is because you believe that some portion of people out there will not commit the act of murder because they're afraid of being put to death. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, they raped and murder a 10-year-old Martinez girl. That guy, he says, I want my lighter sentence because I was wearing ankle bracelets for a year. He would have gotten the death penalty. In fact, the last guy that we executed was a girl that raped and killed a 9-year-old girl 30 years ago. But he was the one that got picked out. So this guy, has no remorse at all. You know, he wants to be, get lighter sentence. He would not have even done this if there was a thought that he could have gotten executed. Now all he's going to do is life in prison. Well,
you know, what would have been better if none of this happened and there was a thought in his mind that he might get executed because that 9-year-old girl was holding a gun?
I mean, was this guy apathetic to the ideas of a civil society that if you kill someone, especially a kid, that there would be retaliatory action against you? Because this is absurd. You know, to think that someone would commit such a crime.
We had a death penalty. He would have thought twice about it. If he raped and killed a 10-year-old girl, he would have been, he could have been executed. He could be the one lucky one.
I don't think that most people who are at the level of psychopath where they're going to rape and kill a 9-year-old girl, I don't think that they're thinking, what could be the worst I'll get in prison for this? Like, what, how many years or could I do life for this? I think that they're completely past that. They're out of society. They're not thinking in the way that Sarah thinks. They're not thinking in the way that I am thinking. They're just completely out of their minds, and they really don't care what could happen to them. They obviously hate themselves.
But I called in today about my thing is that I'm actually quite surprised that APD called me back.
Who?
And they're actually the Albuquerque Police Department,
okay.
APD.
Okay.
They actually told me that they're working with attorneys to write up a city bill that supersedes the state statute.
Why would they call you on this? You a rep?
No,
because I am the one that requested these speeding cameras put on the state highways going through our city. Because
so,
right now the state statute do not include these words, the language.
So you want the city police to override the law that says they can't do a thing? Is that right?
Well, it's not that they can't do a thing. It's missing the word. Automated speed enforcement.
Okay, see, well, I live in a world where if the government is not told that they can do something, then ipso facto it means that they cannot do something. That's the world I live in.
Right.
Where if the government, the Constitution doesn't say the government can do X, then it's understood that the government cannot do X.
Okay, but see, the thing is that our cities can write an amendment that can supersede and override the state statute because we need that.
That can't happen here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is what they call a home rule state, which means that cities can only do what the state government has authorized them to do.
Right, but in our state, the city has more right over the state, as we can see. Okay,
how's that working out?
Well, you know what? I've been working on this for 15 years. They're finally calling back, and they say they're gonna.
It only took them 15 years, man.
Jeez.
15 years to do it. You know what? But you know what? If you believe in something, you'll spend your whole life fighting it, and it's not a waste.
You remind me of Angie Dufresne and Shawshank Redemption writing all of those weekly letters to Congress to get the library upgraded. And then finally it happened, right?
Sarah, where are you located? Arizona, right?
No, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. I hope I can see you on the road, but very split second going really fast, speeding through red lights, smoking menthols, okay?
Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. I admire the diligence. She's not wrong in that note. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, as they say, and, you know, persistence does pay off. I wish that it was paying off for liberty and not authoritarianism. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump declined to answer questions on Wednesday during a deposition with the Office of New York Attorney General Lolita James, asserting his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. President Biden is cheering the latest inflation report.
Well, the price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month.
The consumer price index for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. Meanwhile, food prices rose another 1.1% and electricity jumped 1.6%. Wild swings in mortgage rates last week caused a rare surge in refinancing. Refi apps rose 4% for the week. The average for 30-year fixed mortgages increased to 5.47%. This is USA Radio News. Amazon is taking an unprecedented step regarding five-star reviews.
In what Amazon calls a first of its kind, Amazon on Tuesday sued a Rhode Island man and his company for allegedly selling fake five-star reviews to bolster seller feedback on Amazon.com. The lawsuit filed in Washington State's King County Superior Court alleges that Trey King and his online business has been selling fake verified feedback to retailers. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Seattle man is facing 10 to 20 years in prison after being convicted of spying for the Saudi government. The jury found former Twitter employee Ahmed Abunamo guilty yesterday of multiple charges, including acting as an agent for Saudi Arabia, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule the rest of the day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Invited to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Joa. And the video chats are always blowing up for some reason, especially YouTube. Man, we have so many people chatting on YouTube, and I don't understand it. We put the least amount of effort into streaming to YouTube. Like, it's literally just there because it's only a click of a button. And if it's ever more than a click of a button, we go, well, screw it. We're not streaming to YouTube anymore. Because this has happened. YouTube has changed their back end streaming thing so much where we're like, we're going to have to go in nightly and update everything in order to continue streaming to YouTube. And we went, no, screw it. We're just going to stop. Yeah. And we did because it wasn't worth it. So check us out on our Odyssey channel. That one we actually do care about. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com. That's where we're actually putting in our effort because there we don't have to worry about being censored. We can say whatever we want, and we don't have to worry about Facebook coming along or YouTube coming along and say, hey, look, this is medical misinformation. You can't say this. Or you can't say this about the election being stolen or whatever. And then, you know, I don't necessarily think the election was any more fraudulent than any other, but you're not allowed to say that, right?
I can't imagine something run by ostensibly Jeremy Kaufman coming and telling me, you're not allowed to say that.
That's a really good point. Anyone who knows Jeremy Kaufman will know exactly why that seems so far-fetched as well. Video.freetalklive will take you directly to our channel. That's video.freetalklive.com. So we're talking now about Nebraska and Facebook and how Facebook gave a girl's direct messages, her private messages, to law enforcement. And this isn't surprising. Facebook has been doing this sort of thing for a long time. Like, this is why you don't discuss drug trades on Facebook or whatever it is people are doing out there that they don't want the government to know about because it's illegal rather than just because they want their privacy. Don't discuss anything illegal on Facebook Messenger.
I would say just don't discuss anything on Facebook because
it
sucks.
Facebook, yeah.
I find Facebook useful. I mean, it comes to the question of, you know, yes, we can be purists, you know, in our monastery, talking to each other and completely segregated off from the rest of the world, or we can be out there in the streets.
We've been able to communicate easily without Facebook.
I think that Facebook is just the worst. Like, I think that Twitter is where I draw a line.
That's only because of Matrix, though. And it was a huge fight after the raids of in March last year to get any of the keen libertarians to stop using Telegram so that I could freaking communicate with them.
Right.
So, I mean, it's been a long road to create this situation where you and I can actually communicate.
I just mean, even to a normie, Facebook sucks. Facebook is so lame. That's mainly what I'm saying.
Facebook is terrible. You're right. I mean, it's the worst of the social media platforms. It's not because of censorship or anything like that. It's where boomers go.
It's so lame. It's so filled with boomer crap that I feel like even if I was posting, like, great content there every day, it wouldn't be really reaching anyone because there's just people on there who want to post a meme about boomer crap. You know, it's just, they just suck. But I agree with you on, like, Twitter. Like, there are so many purists who, like, will not have a Twitter, but I interact with the most people on Twitter. Like, I make a post and the most people see it. Like, it lets you see, and my post can reach, like, 10,000 people sometimes. That's never, ever, ever, ever gonna happen on Matrix, the echo chamber. Like, ever.
No, I get that, but, like, see, I don't know, like, I don't have an excuse for Twitter, okay? I don't really like Twitter. I don't like any social media other than just, like, chats and direct contact with people that I know in real life. If I don't know you in real life, I'm probably not talking to you. That's just how it goes. So, I mean, that's my say on it. I think all social media is trash. I think people are getting tired of video shorts on TikTok.
Yeah. Like, I'm so tired of that.
It's like our attention spans are down to split seconds, not 2 seconds, okay?
Yeah, but at least you're doing something to try to change the world outside of just your life. Because I just think that people who see a problem with the world, with police, with government, and they just want to retreat, and they act like they're better than me for having a Twitter, like, suck. But at least you make YouTube and Odyssey videos, maybe not YouTube anymore, but...
Well, I do YouTube, but I am doing, like, what Free Keen has done, and it's like, warning, this video is...
not complete.
You know, it's not complete, and you can see this on Odyssey. And I'm trying to do that. Well, I'm not doing it the same way, but... yeah, I mean...
That's a good tactic.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to be a man of principle in general. Like, where I'm spending my dollars, to how I'm... what kind of dollar... or wait, I stopped saying the word dollars. What kind of value I'm getting in return from some sort of trade or barter or service, you know? So that's... like, I'm trying to practice on every whim. It's not just, like, Facebook... You know, I certainly miss Facebook Marketplace because I feel like it is still like a really localized way of trading things, but it requires you to have a Facebook account. I don't want a Facebook account. Can't we just have a marketplace like Craigslist, but like Facebook-ish? I don't know how we could do it. But
I mean, Craigslist exists, right? That is a thing. But for whatever reason, the market in New Hampshire has decided that Craigslist is not going to be where they sell things. I don't know why that is, but if you want to
sell... It's weird, you're right.
If you want to sell things or buy things, don't even bother looking at New Hampshire or Craigslist.org or whatever the URL is.
So if you're going to go on Craigslist, or this is what I do, is I go on Craigslist every once in a while, maybe like every other week, and I hit the... I go on the for sale, and I hit the cryptocurrency okay. And I see all the listings on the for sale that take cryptocurrency. That's the only time I go on Craigslist.
I didn't know that option was on there.
Yep.
See, that's because I've been in New Hampshire for like 5 years-ish now, though, and there's nothing on sale on
Maybe
Craigslist.
Because people actually use FreeCycle here.
I do.
We've got
I have checked that, like
our crap couches and stuff like that taken away.
When you say crap couches, do you mean the ones that were, like, out on the porch?
Yes. I told Ian, like, nobody is going to take that away. You need to just throw it away. A spider probably lives in it, or a spider nest is probably in it, and nobody wants a couch that's been outside on your front porch that is not an outdoor couch for years, and people came and loaded up in their truck and took it away.
That's character. It's a free couch, right? They can get it reupholstered. They can kill spiders or whatever. I mean, at least they know that, you know, it hasn't, I don't know, had animals peeing on it this entire time or whatever.
It's been in the sunlight, right? And it's disinfected.
Been out there in the open air getting fresh air. So tell us more about Facebook and what they're doing with law enforcement. Because, again, I find value in Facebook and what Facebook has to offer me. And I understand that, you know, I am Facebook's product, and that's true in a lot of cases as well. But the question isn't, you know, oh, God, Facebook is evil. How do you use Facebook? Well, I get value out of using Facebook.
And you know how to use it. Like, you wouldn't put, I'm going to another state to have an abortion into a DM, so.
I absolutely would. I wish.
You maybe should.
Send it to all your friends.
I wish now that, like, every time for the last month that I went to, like, Boston, I was like, all right, guys, I'm off to Massachusetts to get my weekly abortion or something like that, right?
I shouldn't be laughing about abortion. It's horrible.
In hindsight, that's why it's funny, though.
I know. I can't stop laughing.
In hindsight, I wish I had done that. And, you know, I'm going to do that in the future. All right, guys, I'm going to New York next month for a concert, so I can't wait to post all over Facebook. All right, guys, I'm in New York for my abortion.
Oh, it's not illegal in New Hampshire yet. That's the only problem. If they make it illegal.
I'm off for my third term abortion. That's illegal.
Oh, okay. There we go, then. You got to wait 8 months in between each time you do it, though.
I'm all about that fourth term.
Okay, here. So this article on Forbes. Facebook gave Nebraska cops a teen's DMs, which are direct messages. They used them to prosecute her for having an abortion. A Nebraska teenager is facing criminal charges alleging she aborted a fetus in violation of state law after authorities obtained her Facebook messages using a search warrant. 17-year-old Celeste Burgess, who is being tried as an adult with her mother, Jessica Burgess, is awaiting trial in Madison County District Court on charges that they broke a Nebraska law banning abortions after 20 weeks. How is it possible that you can break a Nebraska law by leaving Nebraska and not being there and doing anything?
603-283-6160 if you can answer that question. It is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're out of time to take calls for tonight, but you can still hang out with us on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com. Again, that's social.freetalklive.com. That's where you can hang out if you're sick of the big tech censorship that we were talking about a little while ago. We don't do that on our social media server. You can say whatever you want, and generally we don't care. Someone reported someone to us recently for advocating violence or something like that. And we looked into it, and it wasn't our servers. Not our server, not our problem. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me how many people are eager to report one another on Matrix and on Mastodon in general. And this isn't something that we have any control over. If you report someone on another server for whatever reason that user associates with our server or whatever, we get the opportunity to ban them. It's just, instead of just clicking the block button, people, just click the block button.
I know,
it's so easy.
There's a really annoying guy, I won't even say who, on the Matrix thing, and everybody complains about how dumb and annoying he is. A guy that used to live in Keene and then left, and I just blocked him. That's the end of it for me. But now I have to see, like, Chris Wade.
Yeah, I had to think about who you were talking about for a minute. I was like,
I still have to see,
Wendy,
like,
or whatever. But no, it was no.
I have to see Chris Wade complaining about him or arguing with him, just Chris Wade's side. And I always just tell Chris, well, I used to. I always just be like, just block him, and he never would. And then one day he was like, I blocked him. Look, I just thought about it.
Congratulations.
Just kidding.
I mean, you can block it out, just like leaving it out of your conscious and just like you see it and just go on.
That's not really possible for me.
That's what I do every time I see Mr. Penguin posting. It says, because he'll post like 18,000 things in a row. Like, these, like for Ian's hearing, I think it was Ian's hearing. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was some hearing with the Crypto Six, and it was this massive wall of text to convey what should have been like two sentences at the most. Like, the actual meaning of the statement was that, hey, there's a hearing here at 9:30 or whatever, it was completely lost.
yeah.
in the wall of text preceding and following it.
Mm.
So, I mean, I've learned over time to analyze his messages for the important things, but that's a very small fraction of what Mr. Yeah,
those small
actually
details
posts.
Should be like separated from everything else. Yeah.
Yes, and unfortunately, you know, Matrix and these other chat places, they don't really give us the tools to do that. The best you can really do is to block someone if you don't like what they're saying and carry on with your life. And that's what I would recommend people do. That's
yeah.
always been the way that we chose to handle things on Free Talk Live. But, you know, some people like that.
But then
to
people
them,
be like,
enough.
Oh, you blocked him? You don't like free speech? Well, you know what? It's my YouTube channel, and I can block whoever I want. And, like, if you don't like it, I'm making you leave because I don't want to hear it.
They don't have to go to your YouTube channel. That's
no, they don't have to.
Like, I'm a admin in Mark Edge's Freedom Kingdom on The Matrix, and if I just tell them, like, if they're annoying Mark, I'm going to block them. And if Mark says off with their heads, I block them.
See, Mark doesn't care, though. Mark's not the free speech absolutist, right? So I can see Mark doing that. But, I mean, at one point, Mark... I don't want to say he prohibited me from using the Free Talk Live social media, but he wanted to restrict what I could and couldn't post. Because I was posting a lot of memes about dead cops.
Oh.
And they were hilarious.
You mean good cops?
Yes. I think that was literally the meme that I posted, was something to that effect. And you know, you could look at the stats and see that this one meme that I posted got like 20 times the traffic and the reach that anything else that had been posted on the Free Talk Live Facebook group in the last 5 years or whatever had gotten. But man, did it make people upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I handled that in the way that you would expect, by throwing fuel on the fire and making things substantially worse. I even posted to there at one point, don't worry guys, Aria has been verbally reprimanded and this will never happen again. And then I signed it off, Aria, right? Like making it clear that I was making fun of their boomerish desire to see me banned from Free Talk Live or whatever. And I was like, don't worry, guys. We fired Aria, signed Aria. And they believed it, and it didn't make things any better, but it was hilarious to me. That was the important thing.
I got a YouTube strike last week. It was just crazy because I went on, I did OBS, which is live streaming, and I was showing off videos that were coming out of Boston. And the reason why Boston was because of the Fraternal Order of Police, this was a few weeks ago, it was like maybe a couple months ago, and the Fraternal Order of Police president, he was, I'm going to say the same thing that I said on my channel, he was raping children for 15 years, and they all knew about it. Yeah,
we brought
it up.
Oh.
I brought it up a few months ago, but I got a strike on my channel for that. I'm like, look, I'm just regurgitating what they said, and maybe because I said it like, he's raping children for 15 years, that's why they gave me a strike.
Wow.
They might give you a strike for that, for saying that too.
Dude, we do topless shows every Tuesday night where I sit there topless in front of the camera. I mean, we don't care. We legit don't care.
Yeah.
They're going to do what they're going to do, and we're going to do what we're going to do. And if they kick us off, that's fine. We've been expecting it. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't really, I don't invest into YouTube as much as I used to. But I try to focus on Odyssey.
But one of our YouTube chatters did suggest that this person, I don't remember her name now, she was in fact still within Nebraska when she had this abortion at 23 weeks. She took some sort of pills to, I don't know, some abortion pills or something. I thought at 23 weeks you were pretty pregnant at that point and that you had to actually go get a procedure done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I see. It says they broke the law banning abortions after 20 weeks. So let's see. It says, this marks one of the first instances of a person's Facebook activity being used to incriminate her in a state where abortion access is restricted, a scenario that has remained largely hypothetical in the weeks following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Well, it didn't take long for this hypothetical possibility to become a reality, did
and
it?
How hypothetical is it when this happens concerning other crimes all the time? Who thought that it would just never be applied to this crime?
Yeah,
quote-unquote crime.
There is surprise on how this was only hypothetical for last week. But it's been a whole week. I mean, come on. Like they just got the authority to do this sort of nonsense,
yeah.
And they're already doing it. I don't like how this article acted like, hey, this is only, I can't believe this is happening. It was only hypothetical.
Oh, this is actually...
this was right on cue.
This is actually interesting, too. It says, Nebraska currently outlaws abortions beyond 20 weeks. On Monday, Republican lawmakers in the state failed to secure enough votes to decrease that window to 12 weeks. So that's kind of like the Kansas thing.
Mm.
You would think Nebraska, if they were so anti-abortion, they'd be able to outlaw them, period, you know? But...
Some states have done this, and, you know, I can't get pregnant, obviously, and I don't know a whole lot about pregnancy, but what I have learned from the females that I've known over the years is that in a lot of these cases, like 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, they have no idea they're even pregnant. And a lot of people who don't get periods don't understand this, but your period generally doesn't come on the dot every 4 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, mine never has unless I was on birth control. Then it does because it's artificially started on the day that you start taking a certain pill.
All right, there is hope for you, though. Bill Gates got pregnant.
Bill Gates got pregnant?
Yeah. You didn't see that? No, they added the man emoji.
Oh, yeah.
A pregnant man emoji. And everyone said it looked like Bill Gates.
I forgot. I was like, wait, is that true?
It's funny. Look it up, because you'll see all the memes. It's hilarious.
I have been refusing to update my iPhone for a long time because I don't want it searching my iPhone for quote-unquote child abuse images.
Well, to be fair, you don't want...
It scans everything.
You don't want Apple to go through your phone.
Yeah, that's why. That's their reasoning.
I just
want to
be clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope I can vouch for you that you don't have any of that.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I haven't been updating my phone because I don't want Apple going through my phone, and so therefore I can't see a bunch of emojis. Like, there's a melting face emoji apparently now. I can't see that
really?
One. Every time someone sends me a certain emoji that's new, it'll just come up on my phone like an X, like when I had a Galaxy and I couldn't see people's emojis.
What I don't like is I don't know if it's just my phone or what, but like now it's like choose the skin color every time. I'm like,
annoying.
Keep it yellow because the whole world's a cartoon at this
point.
That's
weird. Mine, I have to hold it down, but I have an iPhone. But
I use Android. I just don't use a lot of emojis, right? I use the keyboard. I turned off the emoji bar. Like, look, I will do colon parentheses if I need to express that I'm joyous or whatever.
Mine, I just use them for so many different things. Like, they completely spice up everything I write, I feel, because they just express things so well. I don't know who curated some emojis. Some of them express things better than any words could.
If I do actually want to use emojis, because I do use them on Discord and some other places fairly often, I just, you know, type colon sob colon. Instead of going and hitting the sob emoji, I just, you know, basically enter the command to send the emoji.
Right.
To me, that's easier, and then I don't have to deal
of course.
With skin color or
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
So, I know we are out of time for tonight. Shoot me some emoji messages over on our social media server. I'm assuming it supports that.
Don't use words. Just use emojis.
Yes. I want to have to interpret it like it's Egyptian hieroglyphs.
Nice.
That's at social.freetalklive.com. Social.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.